Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
From the Baltimore Sun, yesterday, the end-of-season press conference for Mike Elias, Tony Manzolino. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Matt Wyrick. Matt, let's get right to it. We'll start with Tony Manzolino. I mean, look, you followed him on a daily basis once he took over there in mid-May. We all saw him down there during his pre- and post-game press conferences, and I thought he kind of adapted well to that setting after seeming overwhelmed at the beginning. So Tony Manzolino, competent in the job that he did, competent in his skills, and sounded like a guy who's just ready to go with the flow and feels as though there's nothing more he can do to impress upon Mike Elias. He deserves to be the guy.
Yeah, I mean, 119 games, that's just about as good of an interview as you're going to get.
Right.
And, you know, Tony Manzolino obviously was thrown into this job with no major league managing experience, no major league bench coaching experience. That had all come at the minor league level. And I think you have to say he fared pretty well, all things considered. You know, 60-59 record, it seems like a lot of the guys responded well to him, really praising his communication techniques in particular. You know, guy who maybe brought a little bit of old school baseball mind and a thinking of mind to that job, but also some understanding of the analytics and some embracing in that as well. So in a blend. But overall, I think given, you know, as Mike Elias said yesterday, the assignment that he had, I think he did well for it.
Now, Matt, Mike Elias also referred to the managerial job as the big chair, which I thought was an interesting way to put it. Brought me back to, you know, when Jackie Marlin left the Howard Stern show. Who gets the Jackie chair? Well, who gets the Hyde chair moving forward? And what did Mike Elias say, for people that may not have heard his comments, about what the qualifications are going to have to be, what the expectations are from the new skipper, whoever that will be?
Yeah, you know, apart from praising a lot of the things that Manzolino did, you know, he declined to say exactly what his ideal manager would look like. Obviously, that's something that's going to be a bit fluid and maybe doesn't want to pigeonhole himself to one particular mold right now. But also, he did comment on experience and said that experience is something, while not necessarily a requirement, is something that they will value in looking at candidates during this hiring cycle. So it seems like that is something that is going to be considered, and I think it makes a lot of sense, you know, for the where this team is and trying to bounce back next year and having so much expectations and a young core. It's a difficult balance that they're looking for, and maybe that's something that, you know, a voice who's done this before and in different markets might be able to do better than somebody with less experience.
Another comment I found interesting, Matt, was when he was talking about who's going to be part of said interview process. It's like he listed everyone in the media guide in regards to Katie Griggs, I think the groundskeeper, the Mr. Splash. They're all going to have a say in who's going to ultimately decide who the new manager will be, since there doesn't appear to be a rush to bring in a new general manager. Ultimately, who's going to decide who the new guy in the big chair will be when it's all said and done? And hopefully that will be done soon here.
Yeah, well, I'd assume the two biggest inputs there would be Mike Elias and Dave Rubenstein. Obviously, you know, with them wanting to bring in the business side of things, Katie Griggs and the business operations team, it's an interesting approach to the process for sure, and something that maybe we weren't expecting a little bit. But I think that at the end of the day, the baseball decision of it all will probably reign supreme. I mean, this, Mike Elias was promoted to baseball, president of baseball operations for a reason. This is his show. So while him and Rubenstein are probably the chief decision makers there, I would imagine that they're going to lean on Elias's expertise in final say in this the most heavily.
Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Off season has started for the Baltimore Orioles. He said that Weeters, another Freudian slip, by the way, a finalist for the Hall of Fame, or one of the candidates, first-timers. But Adley Rutschman, he's going to be the catcher. Forget about this trade stuff that was rumored to be happening. Grayson's going to be ready for spring training. We've heard that one before. And did bring up Heston Kerstad as well. So as Elias mentioned, those three players, all hopefully prominent next year, what was the most surprising comment as he addressed those guys?
You know, I would just say that they're certainly seeming like they have high expectations for Grayson Rodriguez. Michael Ott said he understands that, you know, where he is workload wise to go in and expect him to have 200 innings next year probably isn't going to be feasible. And I think recognizing that fact is a promising step and kind of, I think, just kind of painting over what their expectations for this rotation is next year. It's kind of that you can't really expect Grayson Rodriguez to be the front of the rotation, ascending full workload starter that you maybe expected him to be going into last season, or at the very least hoped he would be going into last season. So I think that that should be encouraging to Orioles fans in that, that they're not necessarily counting on Grayson Rodriguez to be a front of the rotation guy, and anything that they were to get out of him next year could be gravy. But it certainly does seem like they still have very high expectations for him, and that they really feel like with the elbow surgery that he had, he's going to be able to put maybe some of the issues, including what he had with his lat, and, you know, not really having really good body symmetry in terms of using muscles more than others. Maybe that can be behind him now that he's finally had this longstanding elbow issue cleaned up.
And Matt, it doesn't seem like the closer is on the roster. Sounds like somebody that they're going to have to go out and get.
Yeah, Michael Elias said Felix Bautista is not expected back until the second half of next year. You know, obviously with shoulder surgeries, it's kind of fickle, and we're just going to have to see, especially considering he already had to come all the way back from Tommy John. So it's another long road ahead for Felix Bautista. You know, not just at closer, though. They have holes all over this bullpen right now. They're going to have to go into this offseason and acquire several back-end proven relievers for this group, a closer certainly among them. So there's Mike Elias didn't mince words. He said there's a lot of work to be done this offseason, and I think that everybody with eyes can look at this roster and see that that's true, and it's interesting to see how aggressive they're going to be to attack them.
Matt, last thing for you. What is your prediction for Ryan Mountcastle and the Orioles this offseason? What do you think happens?
You know, it's tough. Obviously, the season did not go the way they thought it would from either side. And, you know, he provides borderline gold glove caliber defense at first base. But Tony Mancelino said it himself the other day. You know, it seems like, you know, they don't want to, you know, they look at offense as what really is the most important thing at first base. And, you know, I think they've kind of been alluding to a little bit that there's a decision to make there as to whether or not to tender him. So I think it's certainly on the table.
Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun. Matt, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the wild card round of the playoffs, and we'll talk to you as the postseason progresses here.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Matt.
There's Matt Weirich, everybody. We'll come back. Well, Matt's colleague at the Baltimore Sun, Brian Wacker, has got some Lamar news. We'll share that with you. Then we'll take a fun out trip with Nolan McGraw before Inside Access takes over at 2.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.